Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma, and the total confirmed cases in India have crossed the 3,32,400 mark, but now the recovery rate in the country is around 51%. It now has the world's fourth highest number of confirmed cases behind Russia, Brazil and the US, but it ranks a lowly 143rd by infections per capita, according to Kaushik Basu, professor of economics at Cornell University. He told this to BBC. So we are talking about low number of cases, confirmed infections per capita. India's fatality rate, when we talk about COVID positive patient and the patients who have died, is around 2.8%. And the worst impacted states, Delhi, Tamil Nadu, have reported almost 2,000 new cases each for the last few days. We are looking at June, that is unlock 1.0, where, the number of cases, confirmed cases per day have gone up. Maharashtra has now begun reporting around 3,000 to 3,500 cases every day. Delhi has crossed the 41,000 mark with confirmed cases, with over 1.07 lakh COVID cases. Maharashtra has reported the highest number. It is followed by Tamil Nadu with over 44,600. As I said, Delhi over 41,000, Gujarat over 23,500. When we talk about Delhi, it has seen over 10,000 fresh COVID cases this week. So in the last 6 days, over 10,000 cases. The Delhi government has said that the current doubling rate of infections is around 14 days. But by estimation, the national capital will see over 56,000 cases in the next 2 weeks. Also, a study recently has said that coronavirus pandemic in India may peak in mid-November. The study was conducted by researchers from an operations research group constituted by the ICMR that suggests that the lockdown shifted the pandemic's peak in the country by around 34 to 76 days. That in effect has meant that the contribution of these three states in the national caseload has remained almost constant. When we talk about these three states, they contribute over 55% when we talk about Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu and Delhi, over 55% of the total infections that are confirmed in the country. Also, we are hearing that, stadiums built for the national games to be held in Goa have, come handy in the fight to contain the coronavirus outbreak, and they will soon be, notified as COVID care centers as per the chief minister. In Delhi, Home Minister Amit Shah, after an all-party meeting, he said that I appeal to workers of all political parties to ensure that decisions taken by the central government in the interest of the residents of Delhi are implemented in earnest at the ground level. Also, experts look for impact of monsoon on the spread of the infection. We are seeing that it is spreading rapidly in India. Various studies claiming that rising temperatures in the summer month would weaken the spread, but that has not happened. According to the Union Health Ministry's data on June 15th, India saw a jump of over 11,000 novel coronavirus cases for the third consecutive day, taking us over 3.32 lakh, with over 9,500 deaths and 325 more deaths that were added on 15th June. SAIL chairman and 39 employees have tested positive. As per reports, we are talking about Steel Authority of India Chairman Anil Kumar and 39 employees, including a group of executive directors who were posted at the company's head office at Lodhi Road in New Delhi. They have tested positive. Meanwhile, the Tamil Nadu government has decided to implement a complete lockdown in four districts of the state from June 19th to June 30th. These areas include Chennai and three other major cities. Grocery shops, takeaways and other shops selling essential items will be allowed to remain open between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. People driving in their own vehicles can travel only within 2 kilometers of their home. Banks will be open only on 29th June and June 30th. E-passes will be issued for various events. And some other guidelines have been issued regarding essential services and travel for medical emergencies that are permitted. Delhi government has issued an order to private and government labs, have asked them to work with their full capacity and increase their COVID-19 testing capacity. So private labs will have to give results within 48 hours. As per reports, also ICMR has recommended the use of antigen detection test, that is the standard Q COVID-19 AG detection assay, as part of point of care diagnostics of COVID-19 testing under certain conditions in combination with RT-PCR test. So let me explain this to you. Those who test negative for COVID-19 by rapid antigen testing will definitely be tested sequentially by RT-PCR test, to rule out that there is no infection. However, a positive test will be considered as a true positive and will not be reconfirmed by a RT-PCR test, is what the ICMR advisory has said. We are also talking about that Mumbai has restarted its local trains for essential workers. So all in all, we are seeing that Indian states have, the number of infections that India has reported has gone up in an absolute term also. We have seen over 150,000 cases in June. So, if you talk about only this month, then also we are in the top 10 worst impacted countries. But if we talk about the overall number, we stand at fourth. With that, let's move on to the global updates. Let's start with New Zealand, which has not reported any new case of infection for the last 24 days. Meanwhile, UN agencies have warned that the virus could kill over 50,000 children in Middle East and North Africa. The number of confirmed COVID-19 infections have passed 25,000 mark in Afghanistan. The country is struggling with getting their testing facilities in a place. There are a lack of kits is what international reports are suggesting. Norway has stopped the use of COVID-19 track and trace app and will delete all data that is collected so far. So the Norwegian Data Protection Authority had criticized the use of this app. The government also said that it does not agree with NDPA report, but they have discontinued and deleted data of the citizens. The government of the Netherlands has today published advice about, countries which are safe to travel this summer. So, Belgium, Bulgaria, Germany, Italy, etc. will remain on the list from today. Also, there is a second list of countries where the travel is not allowed yet, but might soon be allowed, which includes, Ireland, Norway, Austria, Spain. Meanwhile, let's come to China. The second biggest airline is to launch a new carrier despite severe global downturn in passengers caused by the coronavirus pandemic, is what The Guardian has reported. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, the Disneyland theme park has said that it would reopen on June 18. There will be reduced number of visitors and enhanced health measures. Japan will resume fiscal reform once the economy overcomes the hit of the pandemic. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said, brushing aside calls by some lawmakers to keep spending permanently with money printed by the central bank. Australia's two largest states will further ease public restrictions at libraries, community centers, and nightclubs, as per the officials, despite recording increases in new infections. Denmark will hand out cash in a bid to stimulate the economy to increase the demand, as per the finance ministry. They have announced plans to phase out generous aid packages introduced at the beginning of the crisis. France has reported 9 new COVID-19 deaths yesterday. For the last 30 days, we are seeing, the number of deaths have been lower than 30, as per a report by Reuters. Britain is reviewing its 2-meter social distancing rule ahead of the next stage of lockdown easing that is planned from July 4th. So you will look at bars, restaurants and hairdressers reopening in England, as per Prime Minister Boris Johnson. South Korea has reported 37 new cases, bringing its caseload to over 12,100, with over 277 deaths. Meanwhile, China has begun mass testing in Beijing as 67 new cases appear. The mass testing of hundreds of people who have visited Beijing wholesale market, which sparked a fresh COVID cases outbreak, is now underway. So the testing is underway to contain this new cluster. Before winding up, let me also take you through other podcasts that you can listen to. Catch up with the current market outlook on D Street Talk with Kshitij Anand. On special correspondent, Priyanka Sahai is back with second season of the Setting Sail podcast. She talks to CEOs and entrepreneurs all about the current COVID scenario and the startup ecosystem. And also, you can tune into our MC special podcast where Kirtana Tiwari talks to a mental health expert to find out tips that can help us sail through the period positively. Thanks for tuning in today. For all feedbacks and suggestions, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. See you tomorrow.